Dear Franny, happy Forever Love Day. I hope you got someone to kiss today, Franny, because I ain't got nobody. Now I know what you're probably thinking. Rita, you left to join the Orinco the Orinco summer camp almost a year ago now. What do you mean you ain't smooching always? And also, it ain't been summer for months. Well, Franny, sometimes things are complicated. Love. L'amour. Which is a stream I saw once about three people in love, but then there's this fourth one who's only in love with two of them, and a fifth one who's in love with all four, but only the second one's in love with him, which is too bad because number five's only in love with all four of the rest, you know? Like, as a set. And, well, it's complicated. Kind of like love, coincidentally. It ain't like a girl hasn't tried, either. It all started this morning, a few hours after most of the summer camp left to go on smooch cruises of their own.
Rita, if you call what me and Ransom are doing a smooch cruise one more time, I'm gonna be sick all over my comms.
Oh, just make sure you don't get any of it on your new jacket, Mr. Steele. Nothing ruins a smooch cruise like the smell of breakfast reruns, especially when that breakfast was just four cups of coffee with some protein mixed straight out of the cotton.
Juno, really? You couldn't even take out a glass first?
Who said you could listen in, huh? I was nervous.
Why nervous? I love you, dear detective.
I love you too. Now shut up. Rita, it has been weeks since Ransom and I have had a few hours alone, so I'm just
gonna... Oh, I get it, Mr. Steele. So you want me to make sure nobody bothers you on your big date, right? Give me 2 seconds and I can have every fire alarm in that restaurant going off and you can have the whole place to...
Rita, don't, please. I just need a little alone time, okay?
Ow.
So I'm gonna hang up the comms now.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
Bye, Rita.
So is that no fire alarms, or... Well, I guess Mr. Steele's got it all taken care of. Come in!
Hello, Rita. I see that you have finished your comms call, and it occurred to me that you might want some company.
Who said? Huh? I ain't lonely. I ain't some big lonely head who ain't even got a date on Forever Love Day. What do I look like to you, lonely?
No. But because we are the only two on the carte blanche today, and I would like company, I assumed you would also.
Oh.
But I see I was mistaken. Goodbye.
No, Mr. Judd, wait! Well, I guess if you're lonely, I could hang out. As a favor, I mean.
I would appreciate that greatly. Thank you.
Mr. Jett, does it ever bother you when everyone else is going out on dates and stuff?
No.
What about when they're kissing?
Only Juno and Ransom.
Yeah, they do kiss kind of loud, don't they?
Indeed. Those things bothered me once, before I knew myself well enough to know I did not want them. Now I feel similarly to how Buddy feels on pizza night.
Barfy?
Happy that others are enjoying themselves, and happier that participation is not mandatory. Beyond that, I believe romance would only distract me from that which matters most.
Taking care of yourself and becoming a better person?
Close. Cars.
Oh. Hi, Ruby.
I hope you do not mind if I work while we talk. You're welcome to join me.
No, thanks. I don't think I'm ever gonna like cars more than kisses.
To each her own. Pop the hood, Ruby.
Must be nice, though. You can work on cars all by yourself.
It is neither nice nor its opposite. It is only who I am, and if I am happy, that is because I have learned to be honest with myself about myself. I encourage you to do the same.
I wish I could, Mr. Jett, but it's Forever Love Day, and I ain't got a forever love.
From my observation, one typically finds a date before the love of their life.
Yeah, but who's got that kind of time, you know? All I want is to be swept off my feet by some dashing stranger who pulls me up on the saddle behind them, and I close my arms around their tummy and scream when their unicorn Pegasus lifts us up into the air, up into the clouds, where it doesn't matter that we come from two warring families, and also we're fated to die beautifully and tragically in each other's arms. Is that so much to ask?
You wish to die tragically?
No, not actually, but something like that, you know what I mean.
I do not. Could you explain once more why you cannot begin with a date?
I could, I guess. It just... I don't know. I like thinking about it, but... I don't know.
How have your past relationships begun?
They kinda haven't. I mean, I've had crushes and things, and I've been on a few dates, and, you know... other stuff. But nothing longer than the time between recess and after-school meeting with my guidance counselor, where she says just because I threw rocks at a boy doesn't mean we're married. I did a lot of growing up in kindergarten.
That sounds difficult. And frightening.
Yeah. I guess it is. I don't know, Mr. Jet. Being scared ain't a reason not to do something, you know? Miss Vespa looked real scared when she took Captain A on their date this morning.
That is true.
So you're saying I should go on a date?
I believe you should ask yourself honestly what you want, then pursue it. However...
So you're saying I gotta go on a date?
I believe you should ask yourself honestly...
Well, all right, you don't have to be pushy, Mr. Jet. I'll go on a date. Yeesh!
Rita, you have not left for your date already, I hope. I must tell you that...
Oh, my gosh, you are never gonna believe what I just found on my comms.
Is it a program that will help you find a date?
No! I know about those. They are dumb and a scam and also dumb. This is a program that will help me find a date who's also gonna be my forever love for sure. Oh, my goodness!
I do not believe that is possible.
Of course it's possible. I've seen ads for this one before, too. Come on, Mr. Jet. Look! They call it Squeeze, because it helps you find yours. And I heard it is guaranteed to find your forever love.
All I see on your comms are pictures of people, Rita. And many large fish, though I do not see
them. It ain't just pictures, Mr. Jet. It's all the science they got crammed into those pictures. They got these videos, see, where they got brain scientists and behavioral scientists and smell scientists. And there's one guy who always goes, it's not like it's rocket science. So I guess he must be a rocket scientist that snuck in or something. But just look at it, look! Can't you see the science oozing right out of the screen?
I have left my reading glasses in my quarters, but I will take your word that the abstract concept of science is extruding from your comms. However, I am afraid I do not understand how stating your preference for these pictures will lead to love.
Preference? This ain't some toy, okay? It is a highly calibrated scientific instrument. Look, I'll show you. See, so you get a picture of this person. Oh, ain't he handsome? And you're gonna read this little thing about him, and if you like him, boop, you just tap once, see?
Then you are going on a date with that man?
Him? You? No, just because you like someone doesn't mean they're your forever love.
But I would think that this is at least a prerequisite.
So you tap them once if you like them, tap twice if you don't. Drag the screen up if you want a date, drag it down if you're interested, but you don't want to look interested and stuff like that. That all makes sense?
I'm confused.
Well, for that you gotta spin the screen counterclockwise, I think.
I do not see how this will lead to love.
Well, I ain't finished yet, am I? Like this lady, for her I'm gonna drag the screen up left, which means I don't like that she smokes. And for them, I'll spin clockwise, which means to do a criminal background check, plus a little shake, which means I'm only interested if the check says yes. And then for her, I gotta press up, down, left, right, and then hold all the buttons for 30 extra lives, and then...
You're processing those profiles very quickly.
I gotta! True love is on the line!
Rita, perhaps...
Yes!
Congratulations. You have found your squeeze. Your life is forever changed.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Today
yes!
marks a permanent shift in what has been and what will be. Only moments ago, you were a person without love. Now you have it, and it will never leave your side. No matter what you do, no matter how you plead, you can never turn back the clock's unshaking hands. Now, please enjoy this message from our advertising partner, McGill's Secondhand Cheese.
Yay, cheeses! Oh, boy.
It appears your fingers moved so quickly they've melted your comms.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. But did you hear that? I found my forever love! And more importantly, Rita's got a hot date tonight!
But your comms is destroyed, Rita. You do not know the coordinates of this date.
I memorized them, so rev up the Ruby 7, Mr. Jack, because we're heading to the planet Kronos right now!
We are not.
Why?
Kronos is in the star system next to this one. And I attempted to tell you earlier, Rita. The Ruby 7 needs repairs.
It... really?
Indeed. Although its ICF reserves are operational, its jump thruster is not. Travel to another star system will be impossible until I find the parts to repair it.
But didn't you say the Ruby can repair itself?
Yes, but it is very slow. And if we are to bring you to Kronos on time for your date tonight, several temporary parts will be necessary.
Really, Mr. Jet? But I thought you said...
I said that we would not be leaving for Kronos immediately. We will set our course for the nearest hardware store, where I will purchase the first part we require.
Just a boring old store?
A pure water sealant for the Ruby 7 so that we may attain our first true part, which lies in the undersea ruins of an abandoned amusement park.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, an adventure! Come on, Mr. Jet, let's go! And let me tell you, friend, what an adventure it was! Mr. Jet and me went all over that star system, like the underwater ruins of Speedy Park...
The barrier has cracked. We must escape quickly. This section of the park will be flooded soon.
But the mutant dolphin gang locked us in here, remember? There ain't no way out!
Then we'll have to go through. Ruby, calculate ramming speed necessary to shatter this barrier.
Oh, Mr. Jet, that's way faster than Ruby can go right now.
On its own? Yes. Tell me, Rita, do you enjoy a roller coaster? Drive onto that coaster's tracks, Ruby, and be prepared to disengage when we finish that loop.
And the spa planet Abzu? I got the hot springs water, Mr. Jet.
Well done. These minerals should clean the Ruby 7's internal workings thoroughly. Now we must retreat, quickly and undetected.
Sneaky stuff, huh? Well, you know little old Rita's number one when it comes to... Ow! 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 The bottle is hot! It is hot!
You there! You can't be back here. This is guests only.
Rita, do you have...
Second bottle? Got it! Now let's go!
After that.
The hell is all that goddamn noise? Can't a girl get 10 minutes to relax without... Of course. That's a goddamn hacker, isn't it?
Rita, where? I don't see her.
It's her goddamn voice, all right? I can feel it in my teeth. Ah, that's it. I'm getting out of the spring.
Vespa, darling, may I ask you a question? Would you rather spend our first date in months cursing someone who most likely is not here, who has no reason to be here, and who, if she is here, has nothing to do with us?
Yes. Next question.
Or would you rather kiss me?
Excuse me! Turns out the exit's this way! Coming through! Mr. Jet and I even went to the hardware store.
I will not be paying 2,000 creds.
That's how much the seal it costs. You want it, you pay.
I have a coupon.
I saw your coupon. It's for an ice cream parlor 2 systems away from here. And it expired last year.
You will respect my coupon.
I'm gonna save you some time, Mr. Cashier, sir. You're gonna respect his coupon.
I'm gonna save you some time. 50% off? We could do 50% off.
See? I told you. Pay the man, Mr. Jet.
And with that, Rita, I believe we have all we need for the Ruby 7's temporary repairs. Are you ready for our jump to Kronos?
We're all done? Already?
Indeed.
But that ain't everything at all! The Ruby is... Fuel. It told me, in code, which I know you don't understand, so there's definitely got to be at least one more adventure.
My watcher date will begin in 1 hour. It should take 55 minutes to arrive if we leave now. The Ruby 7 will have to make do with what it has.
Oh.
I assume you still want to attend your date.
Of course I still want to go to my date. It's Forever Love Day. And besides, we've been working all day for this date. I'm going to get swept off my feet and live happily ever after. Plus kisses. So...
Understood. Pop the hood, Ruby. I will install this part. In the meantime, you must set a course for Kronos.
And after that, Mr. Jet and the Ruby 7 brought me to my big date! It was... fine. I guess. Thanks for waiting for me.
It is my pleasure. Hush, Ruby. It is rude to pry.
What did it ask?
Nothing you need to answer unless you'd like to. But it is curious about your date, as am I, if you care to answer. Otherwise...
It was nice. The date, they were nice.
Nice is nice.
No, it ain't. Nice... Nice is awful, Mr. Jet. Nice is the awfulest, scariest thing that could have happened. Thanks, Ruby. But this is Forever Love Day, you know? And the squeeze program said it was gonna find my forever love. So I went on this date and this person was... You know, nice. Nothing wrong with them or nothing, but they didn't make me feel... excited. Does that mean my love's just gonna be real boring?
I cannot imagine you living any life I would describe as boring.
Then does that mean I ain't got any love at all? Like I said, I ain't never gotten more than a few dates in before, and today's Forever Love Day, so maybe that
means...
I would
not worry so much about the name of the date, Rita. Nor would I worry about that program's Forever Love Guarantee.
You think they were lying? Wow. Guess times really have changed, huh? If you can't trust a faceless corporation that charges 200 creds and still makes you watch the ads, who can you trust?
It was likely a business scheme, yes. If you would like your money back, I can look up the address of the Squeeze Central office. I believe I have another coupon. Regardless, I do not think that program could claim any special link to Forever Love Day, even if their product worked. One successful date, a kiss, a romantic spark, none of these hold the true meaning of Forever Love Day.
Really? Is Forever Love Day about something more than romance?
Rita, Forever Love Day comes but once a year to remind us of just one thing.
Yeah? Yeah?
The acquisition and merger of Forever Industries and Love Incorporated into the Forever Love conglomerate. And so this day is about far less than romance, in actuality.
The what?
Forever Industries made chocolates. Love Incorporated made small but essential parts for interstellar spacecraft. They bought the day on the calendar to advertise their merger.
How come I ain't never heard of the Forever Love conglomerate, then?
Their businesses were not all they merged. They merged their products as well and went bankrupt soon after.
Thanks, Mr. Jet. That makes me feel a little better. But there were times I forgot what day it was and I was still kind of scared.
Getting what you want can be a very frightening experience.
But that's just the thing. I don't know if this is what I want, you know?
I am listening.
I keep thinking back, and I think I've had romancy feelings before. Maybe? There were the Vixens and Yasmin at Polaris Park and those hunky werewolves on all the streams and all of them, but maybe those were something else, you know? Crushy feelings, like Mr. Steele used to have about Mr. Ransom when he'd get this really dumb face, and not romantic feelings like the different but still dumb face Mr. Steele gets when he looks at Mr. Ransom now. And don't get me wrong, I like to see that face, but when I think about someone looking at me like that, I don't know. Of course I felt romantical before. I had a...
Perhaps you have.
I gotta have a whirlwind romance like in the streams, Mr. Jet. I just gotta.
Perhaps you will.
So, how come I feel all weird?
If you do not know, Rita, I cannot. But I can ask a question you may find useful, if you'd like.
Yeah? What's that?
What would you like to do right now?
Right now? I just want to look at pretty people and feel sad.
Then I will bring you to a place where you may do so. Ruby, set a course for the Carte Blanche. I am sorry that you were disappointed, Rita.
I just thought this was going to make me so happy, Mr. Jet. But now I feel confused. If I don't really want to get swept off my feet by a big, strong lady on a horse with a rose in her mouth and another rose in the horse's mouth, then... who even am I?
You do not need to be certain of who you are and what you want right now, Rita. Nor tomorrow, nor a year after that.
All right, then. I guess I got a year and 2 days to figure out exactly who Rita is. But that ain't hardly any time at all, and I don't know where to start. Oh, I just don't know where to start. If only I knew... where to start?
Would you like my opinion?
Yes, please.
It is more important that your understanding of yourself be honest than timely.
Whoa. What does that mean?
Today, you set out after something you thought you wanted. You worked very hard to get it. And despite that hope and that pressure, you were honest enough with yourself to say you did not like it in the end. It would have been easy to pretend otherwise.
But what am I going to know for sure?
I do not know. But this I am sure of. When you do come to a final conclusion about whether romance belongs in your life, I will be there for you. If you never come to that conclusion, I will be there for you. If you remain unsure, then today could not possibly have been a failure. It was a moment when you tried something new, and then you learned. Were you to spend every one of your days learning who you are, I think that would be a life very well lived, whether or not you come to an answer in the end.
Is that what you do, Mr. Jet?
It is what I strive for. People change, and so our understanding of ourselves must change as well. One never comes to the end of self-discovery.
back to summer camp. And that's how my Forever Love Day went, Franny. Oh, except I also did go to my room and look at pictures of pretty people and feel sad for a while. That part was fun. So, it's like I said at the beginning. I hope you've got someone to kiss today, Fran, because I ain't got nobody. And that is too bad, because, well, maybe I ain't sure yet if love's something I want in my life, but after 40-something years, there are some things I know about myself, and one of those things is this. Rita loves a good smooch cruise. Ew. Maybe that is gross. But there ain't no reason to get sad just because I can't have a kiss right now, you know? I've had them plenty of times before, and I'll have them plenty more times to come, because I'm cute as a button would wear. Oh my gosh, Franny, can you imagine a little, little button and a itty little teensy peensy coat? Oh, is she precious? So, I think I've decided I ain't gonna be sad today after all. Right now, I think I'm gonna enjoy the rest of my Forever Love Day with someone I really am gonna love forever. Just a second! Happy Forever Love Day, Franny. Forever Love, Rita. And send! There.
Hello, Rita. I have brought the popcorn, and I have selected a stream from your sizable collection. The time has come to commence Operation Movie Night.
Oh, yay, Mr. Jet! Thank you, thank you! So, what kind of stream are we watching tonight?
As you requested, it is about an emotion intense enough to be called love, but it is not romantic.
It's about a woman who loves her cars, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. But there gotta be some big screaming car chases in it, and some dangerous capers, and oh, maybe a drag race, and maybe one of those cars goes smash, crash, pow!
It is all that and more. Should we begin?
Take a seat and start the streams, Mr. Jet. I can't wait any longer.
Happy Valentine's Day, travelers.
And also, happy Galentine's Day, and happy Palentine's Day, and I can't think of any other ones.
Thank goodness. We, real quick, want to thank you all for participating in hashtag Penumbra Party. You all already won the first reward, so all of our old blooper reels are now free to view on Patreon. You also came super close to the second reward, which is the Season 2 live Q&A video. Because we can't do an exact count, we're just going to go ahead and give you that anyway. We'll be releasing that this weekend. Thank you all so, so much.
We are still sorting through submissions, so the concierge will be shouting out a couple of our favorite creative posts at the end of the next episode. And the winner of our raffle for early access to all episodes this season will be announced on social media this week. If you don't already follow us on social media, please make sure you do at The Penumbra Podcast on Facebook, at The Penumbra Pod on Twitter, and at The Penumbra Podcast on Tumblr and Instagram.
Harley, you and I did a special Valentine's Day commentary for this episode over on Patreon, so if you're a $10 Patreon supporter, don't forget to check that out on patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. The production script for this episode is also there for all of our $7 Patreon supporters.
And as always, a very grateful thank you to our $30 Patreon supporters. Who are they again?
Oh, I think I know who they are. We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Tiffany, Evett Connie, The Great Undead, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Pooja Surti, aka Bring Narev back right now or else the sky will rain fire, Silent Interim, Jun Gishoku, Pirate Queen Juno Steel Full Speed Ahead, Aaron Ritson, Don't Stop Her Now, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Red Ruby 7 Truther, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden, Elizabeth Dunn, Michael David Smith, Valentine's Day is my entire personality in the month of February, so thank you, Cabert. I am shoving Sir Tristan into a well, Rohanna, Ollie Nexus, PJ Escaping Space Capitalism, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Bisexual Disaster Extraordinaire, A Sentient Can of Soda formerly known as Jay, Karen ZH, Celebrate Valentine's Day at Valis Vicky's Vixen Valley with 50% off all hot apps. Terms and conditions may apply. Red L, Genetic, Binchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you.
We so appreciate all of your support, and we'll see you on March 8th or March 6th for $4 Patreon supporters for our next Juno Steel episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.